Patient name Manuel, spelled M-A-N-U-E-L. Last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Date of birth 12/17/04. Date of service 1/23/23. This is an 18-year-old male patient here with complaint of burning upon urination. He has had this for 2 days now. He denies any discharge from his penis. He's not sure if it's a urinary tract infection or possibly an STD. He does not, to his knowledge, he has not been exposed to any sexually transmitted disease. But he has noted increase in urinary frequency and then dysuria, burning upon urination. He regards that as mild. There's no kidney pain. There's no flank pain. No other issues verbalized. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Period. New paragraph. He denies any pain upon having sexual encounters. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 142/71. Pulse 99. Respiration 16. Temperature 98.3. Oxygenation 98%. Current weight 159. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medication none. Medical history. Negative surgical history, negative social history. Occasionally will drink alcohol. Non-smoker. No illicit drugs, period, new paragraph. Patient did have prior medical history of fluid around his heart several years ago. All resolved fine. Period, new paragraph. Labs today include a urinalysis. The urinalysis was basically within normal limits. However, he does have the dysuria and increase in urinary frequency. He did tell me he took a medication. He doesn't know the name of it. Possibly that may have improved the urine output, period. Rather, the urine analysis, period. New paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Neck, soft, no thyromegalinomasses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft in all quadrants and non-tender in all quadrants. Bowel sounds are present and within normal limits. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, dysuria and increase in urinary frequency. Patient will be given doxycycline 100 milligrams BID times 7 days, number 14. He's going to drink plenty of fluids, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic in 2 days as a follow-up. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Linda Stowe. Stowe is spelled S-T-O-W-E. Date of birth, 3/18/02. Date of service, 1/23/23. This is a 20-year-old female patient. Apparently 1 hour prior, she was riding a horse and the saddle was loose and she fell off of the horse. Her right arm landed on the root of a pine tree, resulting in pain to that right forearm and swelling. Period, new paragraph. She is here for evaluation today. A patient can move the arm. She can extend it from her body and bring it back to her center. She is able to move her hands, fingers, and wrists as well. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 126/87, pulse 87, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 180. Period, new paragraph. Allergies to Claritin and Singulair. Period, new paragraph. Current medications, non-medical history. Asthma, surgical history negative. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She is holding her right arm across her stomach to protect it. She interacts well with me through the exam. A bit guarded when I go to examine that right forearm. Period, new paragraph. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegalinomasses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, examination of the right forearm. It is not displaying any deformity. There is some bruising on the underside of that right forearm. It is, the right forearm is tender to any deep palpation. Period, new paragraph. An X-ray was performed of this right forearm. It is unremarkable. There is no osseous malformation or anomaly. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Right forearm pain, blunt force trauma, contusion. Patient will be given Motrin, 800 milligrams, three times daily, PRN pain, number 30. Also a script for a right shoulder sling. I would like her to wear this for the next 5 days and monitor for improvement. If patient feels as though she is getting worse or that it is not improving, patient will return to clinic for a referral to ortho.